Joining us now is best-selling author and the co-founder of the Girls Leadership Institute, Rachel Simmons, joins us. Thanks for sharing some time with us today to talk, I guess, about you're looking for some brave girls. Is that correct?
We are looking for brave girls, and we're studying brave girls, and we're trying to figure out what makes them brave and what is keeping them from being brave.
How do you classify or define brave in terms of the girls you're looking for? What do you mean by that?
So, well, here's what's really interesting is we wanted to know, how do girls define brave? So Girls Leadership Institute and the KEDS Brave Life Project teamed up, and we found that a huge number of girls think that being brave means being heroic in a dangerous situation, 59% of them. And that's a problem, right? Because actually, if you want to be successful in your life, if you want to reach your potential, you have to be brave in an everyday way. And I'm talking about raising your hand in class and putting out an answer and not even being sure if it's right, but taking a positive risk. But only 18% of the teen girls that we interviewed think that being brave means doing that kind of everyday thing. So we've really got some work to do in how girls define brave.
Where do you think the young ladies got this image of what brave means? Is it through our pop culture, through movies, through, you know, the movie Brave? What do you think about that?
So I think it's a combination of things. That's a great question. I mean, partly they get messages from our society that, you know, a good girl is supposed to be nice all the time and not really taking risks, but pleasing other people. And so one of the things we found in the research that we did is that girls are under a ton of pressure, and they really worry about their peers judging them, and they also don't seem to identify as brave as much as boys. We have what we call a bravery gap. Only 50% of girls think of themselves as brave, but 63% of boys are saying that they're brave. So we've got, like I said, some work to do.
You know, we observe our kids all the time, but sometimes we don't really know what's going on with them. How can you maybe start a conversation, or what do you say to your daughter or granddaughter to kind of get a feel for where they fit when it comes to being brave?
Well, so, I mean, personally, I think a great way to talk with girls is to ask them about relationships, because girls are so into their friendships. That's, like, I always say it's the class they're paying attention to most. And a great conversation starter can be, do you think there are differences between how girls are mean to each other and how guys are mean to each other? And use that as a way to get the conversation going. And know that our research found that, contrary to popular belief, which is that, like, most teen girls are not interested in talking to their parents, 77% of the girls that we surveyed say it's their mom who helps them pursue goals bravely. And over half of girls are going to their parents first for support. They're not going to their friends first. So, you know, moms, dads, grandparents, you know, your granddaughter, your daughter may roll her eyes, may look like she's not interested, but she is. She is listening.
It's funny. There is a lot of eye rolling when it comes to young girls or old girls.
No, there definitely is. And we think it's so important for girls to get together and practice taking risks. And so one of the things we're going to be doing is holding a Brave Life Summit in August in New York City. And KEDS is actually giving away money, grants, to young women 18 to 24 who want to attend this event. And it's going to be awesome. I'm involved in putting it together. And so we'd love to get young women out to New York to learn some of these brave skills in person. And you can also go to bravehearts.com to get resource guides on how you can be brave in an everyday way. We're really excited to share that.
We're talking today with co-founder of the Girls Leadership Institute and best-selling author Rachel Simmons, written Odd Girl Out and also Good Girl, Raising Authentic Girls with Courage and Confidence. At what age do you start instilling this ideals into a child, and how do you kind of keep reinforcing that?
That's a great question. I mean, first of all, I think example is so important. So, you know, being brave as much as you can in front of your child, because parents and grandparents are always scripting their daughters every day. My mom used to do this thing where if we would go to a fast food joint and the french fries weren't hot enough, she would send the fries back, like she would ask the person to reheat the fries. And when I was little, I thought that was the most embarrassing thing that a human being could do. But when I was older, I had the courage to send back a plate of cold food. So example is really, really important. I think it's also very important to let girls take risks and to not hover over them all the time. Let them fall down. Let them sometimes make mistakes and see that they'll survive. That's one of the ways that everyday brave can be learned.
You know, you talk about the boys and girls. Sometimes with boys, we kind of let them do that sort of thing. We don't mind all the skin knees and any kind of bruises, but sometimes when it comes to girls, we feel a little bit more protective.
I think that's right, and I think that's why we've seen this bravery gap between girls and boys. I mean, here's something else really interesting. 61% of teen girls think that boys are given more credit for being brave. And almost half of girls say they have to be braver than boys in order to reach their goals. So, you know, we might be doing things differently, and guess what? The girls are picking up on that.
How does all this impact their future then after college, when they start a career? What kind of, in a workplace environment, how did they apply those techniques or ideals?
There's definitely a big impact. I mean, we know that it's great to get good grades and it's great to be well-behaved in class, two things which girls can be very good at. But when you go out into the real world, you need to advocate for yourself, promote yourself, and also deal with failure. And the way to do some of those things is to have everyday brave skills. And that's why Brave Life Project is investing in girls in this way, because we know what's needed in order for young women to be successful. And so we think that by working with girls now, giving them that practical tools to do it, that we are going to help them be successful as women down the road.
Do you ever have to balance that out and, you know, to explain to girls how not to be overly aggressive?
Such a good question. Yes, I think you do. I think there's no, I mean, it's very clear. Research shows that girls and women have to be careful in how assertive they are. Personally, I think girls do a really good job of controlling themselves. And so what we need more of is tools on just how to speak up, how to set goals, how to take those small risks. And, you know, we believe that girls will figure out the right mix of how to do that.
Where's a good place for people to check out details of what you talked about, the Kids Brave Life Project, maybe some of your books as well?
Yeah, come to bravehearts.com, get the resource guides. They're really easy to read. Parents can read them. Girls are loving them. And apply for funding. Come to New York. Be with us at the Brave Life Summit in August.
Could you give that website one more time, please?
Sure. It's bravehearts.com.
Got it. Thanks very much. Our guest today, author and leadership co-founder Rachel Simmons, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.